Hello and welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode 2! This week I'm joined by Max Smith.
Hello there!
Oh, he's back!
Yeah,
he's
I'm back, baby. I forgot last week, but I'm back.
2.5 years. Stupid.
I'm not stupid, mate. I know more than you, man.
Coronation Street.
Yeah.
Quality Street.
Oh, fuck off. No.
I'm sure that's been done as well.
Yeah, it's all off about that, yeah.
Max, you can't swear that early on. You're going to have to change your insult, please.
Shove off.
Ooh, didn't like proper that. Tracy Beaker vibes from that one. Yeah, I like it. Shove off, you twerp.
Hope you get hit by the Coronation Street tram.
Nice. Also joined by Tom Looney.
Looney.
Raised by the Looney Tunes. And Cameron Green.
Hey.
Hiya. A podcast favourite who is... As just said, as the same as Ryan has. Also in the corner, we have Ethan James.
Oh, hello, everyone. Hello. Yay.
You're not actually in the corner. You know, you're a little bit out of it. Mm. Get a bit cocky.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No.
Get back in.
Yeah. Wedge him in if we can. still find a way to get out the Wily Minx. how are you, Ethan?
Oh, I'm so happy. It's nice to have our first proper guest.
This is it, yes.
Yeah, this is great.
Someone who will speak.
Yes.
I'll try.
There's a lot riding on you today.
So much shade.
I mean, the
proper guest.
What we've noticed is in the clips that we post, Ryan doesn't say anything. And of course, the clips tend to be the biggest laughs, the best moments.
Some great moments.
He does do something. He does do something in the podcast. I just can't work it out.
Look, if you read all the comments, the people
love him. There must be something he's doing that we're not aware of.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen one that says, I've never seen anyone do so little but do so much.
Yeah. How does he do it?
It could be just raw sex appeal.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that does get him.
Yeah,
does
that,
get
yeah, that gets you far.
I mean, he was... last week, we were speaking about Peter Andre's new film, Jafakin. And we're all having a laugh. Yeah. All riffing about it. And then Ryan goes... I didn't know he acted.
Do you know what? You have to clear your head, don't you, to come up with that? It's amazing.
His mind has wandered off, completely blanked us out.
This is a man that's, presumably going to do some sort of blackface in a film. And Ryan's only...
That's what you're on about, Ryan.
They're running off.
James
running off yet.
Short film.
If there are any agents that are watching, get in touch with him. He might do it.
Denzel was busy, so Ryan is offered to step in.
My man.
Cameron.
Yeah.
Great to have you on. I was going to say back on the podcast. We've not been back. It's only the second episode.
Yeah. I say, this is a brand new thing.
White Noise.
White Noise.
What do you think of when you hear White Noise?
Nice.
That'll be Cameron's character later on.
So much better than Ryan.
Cameron, do an impression of an Everton fan, please. Got it.
I can get behind that banner.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'll go do my bits from the car. I swear to God. The car I bought.
You bought a car specifically for the podcast?
Yeah, my fume mobile.
It runs on Cameron Green's fumes. Green energy. That's good.
That's great.
There you go. That's kept him one foot in the room. Cameron, what have you been up to recently?
Went to Dublin.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
That's good. Lovely place. Big old pubs. Big old pubs everywhere you look.
Great pubs.
Yeah. And then Hamburg. Stayed in the red light district.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. By accident.
What the hell?
Is for big old something.
I've lost me wallet.
Were you in one of the windows?
You'll earn your keep.
I'm just cleaning them. That was a work trip. Had a really busy weekend.
Really big red rooms.
Got to pay for pubs in Dublin somehow.
Most of the prostitutes shut the curtains.
Nah, not me.
I'll never make me flight.
Went to the Guinness factory. It's all right, Guinness. Yeah. Never really liked it before, but once you've seen it...
What's a factory tour like? Because I assume it's just like, here's a vat of Guinness.
Did you get stuck in a pipe in Willy Wonka?
It's terrible. I didn't laugh at that.
It's your mum's arse, mate. Yeah? I've been stuck in there, mate, yeah? Fucking my pipe was stuck a bit. Fucking fuming, mate. Doesn't even make sense, bro. It's not even real. It's a book and a film and another two films. Probably three films at this point. I wouldn't even know, mate. Fucking hell, yeah. Little Austrian boy you're talking about. Wasn't stuck in a pipe. Yeah.
Not for long.
Yeah. In fact, he actually famously came out tall and thin. He came out tall and thin at the end of the book. They see him walking off and he's like a big, tall, thin man, like Peter Crouch.
So, yeah,
isn't that Mike TV?
No, he's...
Mike TV.
I didn't know we had a Wonka head here.
Yeah, he comes out very, very
little. Yeah, no, he's the one they stretch out. I'm sure
they'll probably stretch all of them.
Violet Beauregard gets puffed up because she has the chewy.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know, but at the end, like...
Oh, I'm not honest, you know. Okay. Sorry. Have you two got any holidays planned? Oh, we discussed Tom's.
Yeah, we discussed mine. I'm off soon.
Yeah? You excited?
Yeah, that'd be nice. I really need a fucking holiday.
You look at it, man.
A fucking holiday.
Yeah,
I know,
man.
Just the place.
No discounts for friends and family.
No
discounts. You're paying for it.
What? No, we won't be friends when I'm doing it.
Or family.
Well, you can watch a bonus episode on Patreon each week. We don't have Cameron on this week because scheduling issues, aka he has a job.
Lucky.
Loser.
Yeah. And we've got a bonus episode coming out this month. We haven't filmed it yet, but it'll be great. So each month, £4, you get four episodes and a special.
That's great value for money.
If things are going badly, you'll get one episode and no specials. Yeah? We haven't signed anything.
Barely an episode.
Aren't you just doing school and, like, you know, they give kids a hamster? Or it's like someone keep Dave. An
That's
ballot.
A good point.
Keep Dave or Ryan for a week in a cage.
In a cage, yeah,
keep
yeah,
Ryan.
Nice.
If you keep Ryan, you won't even know he's there.
Give him one of them little wheels and a bottle he can suck on.
What was it?
Oh, yeah.
They're not driving, are they? Yeah, me hamster's in the podcast with me. Oh, fuck. What have you said?
You've not touched your wheel.
Just dancing around.
You know, I'm just coming up with ideas.
It's good. Yeah.
I'm coming up with solutions.
Great
the other
ideas
one's coming up with problems.
Yeah. He's coming up with more than you two, you know? He's got the podcast hamster wheel.
No, not at all. Discord Disco, mate.
Yeah, Max's Discord Disco. Yeah, you can join that. If you join the Patreon, you can join Max's Discord Disco.
Great perk. Well worth £4 a month.
What are the other perks we have? Early access to this.
Yep.
Undecided perks.
Yeah,
so I guess there's
votes.
That the unknown.
Yeah,
you know,
of course. Punishments. What are we going to do to Cameron? You'll decide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Call in. We're doing a phone in.
Yeah.
So that's
all. Listen more. And if we do a live show, you guys will get the tickets.
Yeah.
Oh. So we were speaking about trips and holidays, weren't we?
Well, I've just been to
Stephen,
New York.
You've just been away.
Oh, I did see that.
New York, the city that never sleeps.
Did you sleep?
I did. Yeah. I was
you get
sleeping.
Cranky, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I was sleeping on the flight back, and it was. I thought I was going to die. It was because they were talking about turbulence.
Yeah.
And then it was like they did the classic thing: they're going to experience turbulence, seatbelt on, and then there was the one where stow away everything or something, and then it was cabin crew sit down.
Oh God!
And it was just one after the other. Now you can see the map of where you are.
Yeah.
Mm. And we were just. Coming away from, we just got to where the ocean.
We're under the ocean.
The fishes. Please be a screensaver. but it was where the ocean got darker, it was like.
Was it night?
Yeah, and I was thinking, if we go in, we're fucked here, basically. And it was really shaking.
And of course, there's been a lot of aviation incidents.
Yeah, thanks to Donald.
That's on your mind.
Wait for Tom Looney for that. Yeah,
yeah.
Fun fact.
It's just put me off doing any flight. Like even the thought of going away in the summer has put me off that.
I remember when we went on the plane together, and I saw the wings moving like that, and I was like, "Oh God, this is terrifying." And you kept alluding to the fact we were going to crash.
Well, I just said, what actually happened was. I pointed out to you how much the wings were shaking.
Yeah,
and nice. I said that to Zoe at the start of the flight because I was concerned. I went, "Why is it shaking that?" Because it was like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
I thought that's
real
not good.
Party plane. I like the sound of this craft.
Very true. Great point, Max.
Thank you.
So that put me off a little bit, but it was a good time out there.
Do you have a fear of death?
Not really. Mm. Do you know what? When we get when we're getting close to Ireland, I was like, if it crashes here, yeah. probably survive.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you think that?
Just
being close to home.
Fear, famously springy country.
Boing.
Thank God we crashed in Ireland.
It's
like the mattress truck. So fucking lucky.
But yeah, it was. No, I don't fear death. My fear is being stuck in the ocean. So that's what that's my main.
So surviving
the issue
and being stuck.
Yeah. Sort of, it's just having to. Oh, just being stuck in the ocean. The sharks there. Yeah.
Someone gets you eventually. They don't just leave you there.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of planes that crash in the ocean, and then
they'll notice my personality isn't what they want. No, not enough room here. But yeah. Quickly on New York, because I discussed it on the Patreon, but I missed out some great stuff.
Mm.
I know I mentioned Scarlett Johansson walked past us.
Oh, that must have been nice.
Yeah. Very smooth skin, modern Scarlett. Quite small, though. What else? Oh, we were on a billboard in New York.
I was going to ask about that. Yeah, how did you manage that?
Great news.
So, the people at Patreon, they said, you know, when you're launching the podcast, we'll do something big. And I was thinking, oh, that'd be great. Chris MD once gave us a billboard in Manchester Piccadilly when no one was there. And then they said, we'll do it in New York. And I was like,
wow,
that's crazy. The thought of being there in Times Square. And then I said, well, actually, I'm going to New York at the end of the month. Do you reckon these dates will line up? And they said, yeah, it should do. But then they never told me when it would be going up. Like, I was expecting like a specific time.
Just waiting around Times Square.
So we were walking through, and then Zoe went, that says White Noise Poddy. I'm like, what? And then I could only see one screen from our angle, and it said White Noise Poddy on Patreon. I was like, oh, our faces aren't on there, but that's still cool that, you know, the podcast is there. And then the next day we're walking from the other direction, and you just see our faces just like...
that was cool.
It was stressful. It was stressful for Zoe, because then I'm going, right, let's get a picture. And this was on her birthday, so I felt a bit bad, because part of her birthday is me. Just
this is your
this.
Present. This is your present, Zoe.
So it's just me stood there doing that. But because it like there's a cycle of adverts, people are walking past us, I'm going... with Starbucks behind me. But in New York!
Like a charity appeal.
Hot coffee!
$50 a month could save a life.
Starbucks don't do that. They charge
the price of a coffee, that.
Yeah, that happened to my dad when he was in New York, because they were there
podcast?
For the marathon. No, he was doing...
That's not the same then, is it, Tom?
No, fair enough. Carry on.
Sorry. Go on, what was happening with your dad?
Oh, do you know
what?
It's not even that worth it now.
Derailed the
It was something to do with
shits.
The fucking... do you know what? It's not worth it. He was pointing at a burger and it was embarrassing. It was for the... We were there for the marathon.
You
and he did a big
burger,
thing,
son.
And he was pointing at the marathon. Or so, there was something for New York and it changes to a Big Mac and it's just like...
That's funny, man.
It was good fun. It was good fun, yeah. Cheers, yeah.
Well done for persevering with that.
Fucking hell. Don't make it easy, dude.
I did my best.
So, Murray, happy you got through.
Thanks. Sorry.
You're still thinking about Augustus Gloop, aren't you?
I'm fuming, mate. And I think it's really going to, you know, derail me throughout this whole podcast today.
You've got your Laugh Your Lose coming up.
I know.
You
that's
do,
really
and,
funny.
And that has put us all in good... all but one of us in good spirits.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I don't know if we have any listeners in New York or America, but... We'll find out.
Probably, should do now.
It'd be great if we
Some
did.
Poor fucker's got to live opposite your massive faces on that billboard as well.
And it's,
first thing in the morning.
It's so bright as well. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
It's like the lights there. It's just this glare.
Yeah.
And I was anticipating a way worse face of mine. Being
I
on
sent
there.
Them two options, yeah.
Yeah. And so I was quite relieved that it wasn't me doing a fucking...
Well, to be fair, what he's working with, you know, you can only make so much
Thank you, Merch. Cheers, Thank
mate.
You. Nice
Are you kidding? You could be Quality Street earlier.
I didn't.
If you were to be a Quality Street, Max.
Huh?
If you were to be a Quality Street, what would you be?
Is that the one with the green triangles?
It is, yeah. Green triangle.
Maybe the purple
big purple one as well.
That's the name. No, that is the name.
That's the fucking name.
They're quite nutty, big purple ones.
Big sluggy purple.
Big old nut in them.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys.
Got a big old nut in you, yeah?
Somewhere. I'll find it.
Prove it.
Prove it.
Maybe
on the Patreon.
Look forward to that.
What are the perks?
All these. One of the great days, which involved a little bit of haggling, was Sunday. because the Liverpool match was on. I said to Zoe, I think we're going to miss it because I'm away. And and it's 11:30.
I know yesterday was all about me, but
so I had to say, look, if we go there, we'll go shopping afterwards. So I negotiated it. We walk into Carrigan's. I'm thinking there'll be a few people there, a few Americans like football.
Yeah.
It was rammed. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then the American fans. I've been to a Liverpool game, shock, with an American fan behind me who just kept shouting, "Hey, ref, does your wife know?" And then I was like, why does he keep saying that? So he asked him, and he goes, in America, we say, "Does your wife know that you're fucking us?" So when I go to America, I was anticipating a lot of this, a lot
of pre-season tickets.
We have never heard that before.
Defense. And it was none of that. It was just, you know, nice normal fans.
No barbecue. That's no. My favorite one.
No
barbecue. We're gonna score a goal on you. Barbecue.
There's a guy there who was going, "Liverpool are going to score. I feel it in my bones." And then they scored. They went, "Salah's going to get a goal. I feel it." Then a minute later, they did it. It was incredible. I've never seen anything like it.
Interesting bones, that.
It was, yeah. And then
old Billy Magic Bones.
He was getting shots for us. He was getting champagne when they won. That was amazing. Oh, wow. That was really good. That was one of the best experiences I've had in terms of watching a game. So that was a real high.
Yeah,
and then I
yeah.
went from that to just sat in the corner of shops while Zoe went shopping, just on this come down of emotion, just staring at the floor.
Drunk.
Yeah, I was waved. Steaming. I was thinking, can I get a drink in this shop?
Head down in the corner.
Happy birthday, love.
that room was for you, then. You're 20, aren't you?
That fella with the magic bones told me I'd feel like this.
imagine. That's such a sad image.
Just sickle down me. Can I get a top, please? Tight little crop top. NYC. Happy birthday.
I'm picturing him thinking, shall I tell him something's going to happen on the flight home? He looks at him and goes, let him have his moment. Let her have her magical birthday.
I saw a picture which looked like a snowy field in Australia. Turns out it's spider season over there.
Oh, yeah, I've seen these. This is amazing.
This brings us on to our new segment, Max's Australian Spider Epidemic. Max, what's going on?
I mean, they're breeding like crazy.
That was Max's Australian Spider Epidemic. Are you a fan of spiders? I don't mind a spider.
I don't mind a spider. I showered with a spider today.
Right.
I'm really hard up.
No, I just noticed it was there. I was like, oh, right.
What?
On the rail, like in the corner. I was just showering as you do. Yeah. And I just looked to my left and double take, and there's a spider's web.
I would say as you do in general with them.
You're kidding. You're fucking kidding.
Sorry, the shower's like
you've got cobwebs all over your shower. Why are you cleaning your shower?
No, I've so there's,
are you
there's,
in
there's
like
a
the
lot,
Adams family house?
So there is a lot of spiders
in the middle of a mouldy room.
No, listen, Smithy.
Spider webs everywhere.
You've got it all wrong. Got it all wrong. No, there's the window is like right outside. It's very abundant in terms of greenery. So a lot of spiders come in, and it only takes them like, you know,
don't
windows open for
about
a few hours.
How spiders
they'll,
work? Man.
They'll make a web.
He's
next
got
day
a whole
they're
segment
gone.
On spiders.
They're off.
Yeah, just clean it, mate.
I do. My house is very. You were in there today. Is my
filthy,
house not
mate.
Clean?
Filthy.
Showering.
Very, very clean.
Bees everywhere.
So clean,
flies
my house.
Flies everywhere.
Yeah, talk about your own house, mate. Stinky gaff.
Do you know what, Max's flat is, no offence, surprisingly clean, based on your university days.
Shockingly all right.
You're kidding.
Your bathroom's really clean,
yeah,
both times
you.
I've been in there.
Yeah.
Mine's a bit of a mess, so I just take my clothes off and throw it. What about you, Kev?
What, my bathroom?
You don't strike me as a clean boy in terms of...
you what's know,
you
that
just,
about?
You yourself are presented very clean, but I imagine you just make a fucking mess.
No, I've got a little hook. Put all my stuff on a hook.
Everything.
All my stuff on a hook.
Just the wall buckling under all that weight.
It was horrible when he lived with Abu Hamza.
Worst flatmate I ever had.
Why am I paying half
for
this?
Used to ruin all my loo roll.
Hey, where you going?
I reckon he wipes his bum.
With great difficulty, I'd imagine.
Yeah, must be right.
Or with the other hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is an option.
Two hooks. Nah.
I was going to say.
He's on his phone in the other one. Oh, it's going to be the hook again, I suppose. Curse you, TikTok.
Oh, no. Yeah, that would make sense.
He's playing Candy Crush. Interrupting this streak.
Close to a win, baby.
Would you ever go to Australia whilst we're on it?
Yeah.
God, no.
I would.
Lots of spiders need help in the shower over there.
Yeah, man.
An awful lot of them.
So many play dates. I don't have an urge to go to Australia because the flight's just so long.
Lots of sea.
Yeah.
You could end up in.
And there will be sharks there.
You know, spiders can fly across the sea. They make little parachutes with the webs and fly across the sea from Australia.
Yeah.
I don't
know. To where?
Seriously. Could you look that up for us, Ethan? They definitely can.
Yeah, that'll be...
Yeah.
The wind
like
is all sorts.
Millions and millions
they're
of
very
them.
Light.
Yeah. You can go wherever they like, spiders. And the spiders under the sea. They've evolved to live under the sea.
Yeah.
We'll have
to
do that
soon. You don't need to look that up, Ethan. I know that's true.
Well, yeah, spiders can travel across oceans through a process called ballooning, where they release silk threads that act like sails and carry them across the water.
Wow.
Wild, yeah.
What an education. I never knew that. That's crazy.
Imagine if you could just, squirt out a big web balloon at your bum and then just float away.
Yeah.
God, I dream of that, mate.
Where would you go to?
Oh, where wouldn't I go to,
Go on. Straight up.
Into the space.
Into the stars.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Go for meet Katy Perry. Scotland. I don't know. Scotland.
Katy Perry looking out the spaceship window.
First stop, Glasgow.
Shitting out a balloon.
I've got my
I'll be buggered when this pops.
Waving with his blooded hunk.
Candy Crush on the other hand.
Accidentally snags it with the hook.
The whole space station comes crumbling down to the ground.
You won't believe what I saw up there.
I feel like if it popped, I'd just sort of fly away.
We now have time for our next segment. Ethan, please get ready. It is Tom Looney Celebrity Gossip.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Jojo Siwa breaks up with girlfriend at Celebrity Big Brother rap party.
Yep, this happened earlier in the week, didn't it?
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
What was the catering like at the rap party?
Passable.
Just in the shower with the spiders, right? Don't mind us. I have another bloody segment. Last week, I did a rip-roaring you laugh, you lose.
Clever stuff.
No. Yeah, yeah.
And it all just happened naturally, and I recorded it.
Great.
Max laughed first, so it is now Max's go for you laugh, you lose.
But Cam can do what he wants, can't he?
Well, I think Cam's in it,
Is he?
If I laugh, then if I'm ever on again, do I? Oh, right.
Do you mean, do it.
Okay. So there's a first, a second, and a third here.
No, it's just whoever laughs.
That's the rules. How has always been done, Tom?
No, I just thought if Cam's not in next week, then it gets second place.
Fair. That makes good, that's
don't
a good
worry.
Point.
Don't worry. Make you do it regardless. How long do you need, Max?
There is a time limit, right?
30 seconds.
Typically 30 seconds. I had 34. I only needed two.
Ryan had a minute.
Yeah, but that was Ryan.
That's true.
And
could
he
I
needed
say 40?
A
could I say 40?
30 was always
30's fine 30, then. Yeah, 30's 30. Fine. I can do 30, I guess. I went to my Uncle Chuck's house.
Have we started?
No, not yet.
Right.
No, this is just
Uncle
getting
Chuck.
Getting you ready for the laughs to come.
You haven't seen your parents for years, you're going to Uncle Chuck's.
Yeah, Uncle Chuck's fun. Uncle Chuck's got banter. And Uncle Chuck had a friend round. An old friend of ours.
Wow.
And I thought, what better way to bring back some old laughs than to...
Well, now I'm thinking about how you've carried this across Manchester.
than to bring back an old friend, Pup-Pup.
Pup-Pup.
Everyone remembers a Pup-Pup, don't they?
I didn't know Pup-Pup was still alive.
I don't remember Uncle Pup-Pup.
Chuck's been touching Pup-Pup.
No, no.
Magic Ian? He did some magic for you on your birthday?
Just
Pup-Pup's
about.
In good condition.
You've got a bad memory,
just
Tom.
About.
You've got a bad memory.
I don't know. You Uncle traumatic events, you kind of just...
To Pup-Pup for a few years now.
Bet
so.
Pup-Pup's mouth seen some things. Looks it.
Wait, can we... This is like a family-friendly bit.
Sorry.
Pup-Pup's got a throat game there, for yeah. days. Look at that.
Don't say he's got throat goat chuck-chuck. Chuck-chuck!
Pup-Pup, silly goose.
Yeah. So we're going to do some comedy.
Pup-Pup's just staring at your tummy there.
What? He's having a good time.
We all are.
Thank you. Thank you.
I need to stop laughing then.
Yeah. Or start, please. I don't want to ever do this again. So we're going to be doing some comedy for you. If that's okay, I am ready. So I'm just going to read this.
Should we start the timer?
I'm going to laugh within 5 seconds. This isn't fair.
Right, you ready, Pup-Pup?
Yeah. Has this started?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Starts when you're ready, Max.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay, so 3, 2, 1. What are you eating for dinner? Oh. Oh. That's Uncle Chuck's. You're right, Uncle Chuck.
You've not seen Pup-Pup, have you? I've looked everywhere.
Yeah, I took him from your house the other day. Is that all right?
What? Oh, you bloody bastard. You've taken me fuck puppet.
You what?
Me fuck puppet. You know, since your aunt left, I've been a bit, you know.
Look, mate, I'm with friends. Can we do this later?
Chucky won't fucky.
Chucky will get fucky later, okay?
I'll get myself off. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. Such a cheap trick.
Fuck it. I never want to do You Laugh, You Lose ever again. It's the worst segment.
That's 2 weeks of farting now. That's 2 weeks.
I went pre-fart. Yeah. I went at Chucky One Fucky.
Such a cheap trick for the fart in.
I think
I went at Chucky Won't Fucky.
Yeah, we'll have to get a thing
a time.
In. Yeah.
I was really struggling before that, though.
Oh, it could be me next.
Oh, dear.
Jesus
you know,
Christ.
I hate that segment.
I think a part of you enjoyed that.
God.
Yeah, we're back to me, possibly.
I hope so.
I feel like
really
it's just going to be
so.
Tennis.
Yeah.
It's just me, you.
I do have one ready to go, but, you know, I still want to play
the
game. You've
just got a bad sense of humour.
God, this is clever stuff, man.
I'm trying not to laugh. I am trying. Once I got past Chucky One Fucky,
Chucky,
I was in the clear.
Yeah, I guess you were, because then I think it was just wanking, wasn't it?
Yeah. Just wanking and nothing.
It's great to see Pup-Pup again, though.
Yeah, mate, I found him in a box the other day.
Wow, what was that box called?
It doesn't have a name, I'm afraid.
Anything else in the box?
A lot of Christmas cards. Old Christmas cards, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think I'm a bit sentimental.
Yeah.
You don't need the centre. That's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
We were.
Yeah.
That's available.
Joe, that would have been a funny joke if we hadn't just had that mental stuff that went on. And there's a genuine concern about Max's mental state now.
Yeah.
You've got one ready to go.
Well, I kind of had some thoughts about, you know.
I think if you're
do.
So worried that you're going to do the segment. Yeah, I get that.
Was this after you watched, what's his name? Shane Gillis? Were you inspired by that?
No, just oh, like, I'm in the
notes.
Habit now of just writing things down on my phone.
Just that set word for word.
Was it deal with spiders being frigid? Right.
Well, I heard the other day, right? What sportsperson is bigger than their sport and they're so in good at it? That no one could ever come close to how good they were. And I think there's only like two answers.
Michael Phelps.
He's one
Usain
of the answers.
Bolt?
Oh, three answers. There's like three answers.
Bolt will be beaten soon.
I think if you look at every sport, there's always the GOAT, isn't there?
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
A lot of it
I know more about
time.
Tom Brady than his sport.
Yeah, Subarka yeah. tennis.
Yeah.
Luke
yeah.
Littler.
Yeah, that's
now,
a good one, yes.
Luke Manuke.
You know, I know we've lived with darts in the UK. It's always been around, but I feel like now he's taking it a bit into
like,
other places. Yeah.
I feel like darts are getting bigger. Like,
yeah,
not the actual darts themselves.
There's a guy, just before we leave it, you've heard of Wayne Gretzky?
Yeah.
Hockey. This the other day. Yeah, the hockey player. He's got so many goals and assists, and he was so far ahead that if he'd never scored a goal in his whole career... His goals and assists would still be higher than the next person's.
Wow.
Which is ridiculous. Wayne Gretzky. What
you
was
miss
he?
100% of the shots you miss?
You don't
Wait,
say,
no.
Mate,
you don't
tell me. True.
You've missed a bit
true.
Of this conversation.
You miss 100
I've got something I'd like to say.
You've either had 100 shots or
you've missed that's his famous phrase,
on,
isn't
Max.
It?
This is your moment.
You miss 100% of the shots you...
You miss. That's you miss. Right.
Yeah, I don't
I hope
know.
Someone makes one of those black and white photos of that you share on Facebook.
The way you say I think. And this is just something I say, guys.
I could be wrong.
You miss the shots that you 100%.
You miss the shots you take. 100% of the time, you miss every time.
I missed my vaccine shot I didn't take. 100%. What was your first sort of red flag of each other? You know, when we were getting to know each other, was there anything where you went, oh, that's a red flag? I'll give you an example.
Oh,
Max.
Jesus.
Max, he was walking with Padlock Boy at university.
Yeah, yeah.
The boy with the padlock on. Tom, you said to me, I remember you saying, it was quite early on, I'm quite good at lying. And then ever since then, I was like, I'm going to catch him. So that was I'll get him on that. Either that or the earring.
I'd be surprised if this isn't sleepwalk.
Cameron Green, no, it was pretty much the very first time I met you.
Oh,
you turned around
and sense.
You're as straight as a roundabout.
Yeah. That was a classic
more of a pride
deflection.
Flag than a red flag.
He said that to everyone.
I hope.
Just Gaijin replies.
I thought he said Gaijin.
I'm canvassing.
Gaijin like gay Asian. Just gay Asian replies. Yeah. Don't remember him at the school.
Hanging around Chinatown.
Hanging out Chinatown.
That's good. Yeah, sorry, I missed that.
It is good.
You're rubbing my little eye.
First time. What
oh,
the, when
fuck,
I'm,
here we go.
I took to Max quite quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he just seemed like, you know, a bit of a misfit kind of character, just someone on the fringes.
That was
but, you know,
the
he was a funny guy. He was a lot better put together than he seems now.
That's years of knowing you.
He was really smartly dressed in chinos and a Ralph Lauren polo.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
My mum dressed me.
Yeah.
she went, wear these, you'll make friends at uni. So, all right, cheers.
And you did.
Yeah, friends. I think my, with you, we were sat in a circle when you had a chair.
Yeah, man.
And I said to the teacher, oh, can I have a chair, please? And she went, no, and you laughed at me.
Yeah, because, you know,
I thought,
I just took a chair.
And I, since then, I've made it my life's mission to take you down.
Right.
It's working.
You just don't know it yet, do you?
Yeah. Obviously, the first time I met Cam was for when he was Big Jake for the first time.
Yeah.
So, that wasn't the first time he was Big Jake.
Nope.
But I continued to call him Jake for a while because
that can be yours then, yeah. Because I do remember saying, like, you know, Jake's not my name. And you're like,
no,
all right, Jake.
But I did it all the time. Even when I know, I still call Ethan Nathan sometimes. I don't know why.
I haven't noticed it today, though.
No, I've really made an effort now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And then the first time, first time I properly spent time with Stephen was when we went to the Frog and Bucket.
I hate it there now.
Yeah.
There's something changed there.
And we walked back together and we were going past Bramall Court where you were.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a good chat with Stephen, but he was quiet.
Not very quiet.
A little bit awkward.
I wouldn't speak to many people. Even my flatmates didn't really speak to. But I was
maybe
really shy.
I did think to myself, is he enjoying this experience?
Oh, I wasn't
not the
enjoying
war with me,
uni.
But just generally, yeah.
Oh, no, I would have been on edge walking in Salford.
Yeah. Especially around Bramall Court, that area.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I would have been keeping my cards close to my chest anyway.
Yeah.
Because at uni, I was like, what are these people like? Yeah. especially you, Max. Because again, I thought, you know, you had the fancy clothes. I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, God,
who also has a link to Padlock Boy.
I never saw him with Padlock Boy.
Well, that probably helped you.
Yeah.
So I don't even remember who he was. I think
you
I
had
think
the keys to the padlock.
He was following me. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah,
what?
Great. Oh, I thought that was something else.
No, is it you're swallowing the key so we can't get out?
Fucking nice padlock, dear. Watch it float away.
Abu Hamza trying to grab it. I should have put the key in my box of Quality Street.
Touched a nerve.
Fuming. Yeah, I don't remember Padlock. Like, I think I went to Halifax with him, the bank.
Yeah.
And apart from that, he said he
What's
was on the,
this guy's story?
He
sorry,
said he was on the comedy course.
He had a padlock.
And I was like, he told me he was on the comedy course. And I was like, oh, fuck. You know, this is like, this is worrying. Because he was like, you know, he had a little leather jacket on. Big. It wasn't just a padlock. It was like a massive chain.
Yeah,
like
it was.
A Mr.
Like
T
a Mr.
sort
T
of.
Effort. Yeah.
So. I was like, oh, okay. This is cool. So I'd already been to another uni. I was like,
it's
I don't want
a bold start to uni.
It is, yeah.
A chance to reinvent yourself, I'm not going to be that same old guy.
Do you reckon someone stole his bike and he's like, they're not taking this? Max, do you worry that he was on the comedy course and after that walk into town, he thought,
you'll never guess the fucking weirdo I've been stuck with all morning.
I'll get a padlock too. Who are the pad bros?
I'll put this on to scare
I've
him
got
off.
A chastity belt.
Have you? So next week.
So it was a hell of a quip, but he flipped that real quick.
Shit. I'm dangerous, man.
Fucking shit.
Gotta watch out for this guy.
Oh, bad luck boy, just couldn't handle it, could it?
That's it, mate. That's it.
So he wasn't on the comedy
No, I don't think I ever saw him
padlock
again.
Boy is Jamali.
Saying, I can't believe I missed this guy at the Apollo. He must be booked in every week.
He changed his act completely.
Padlock is now Ryan Lock.
We don't know the guy anymore, but the padlock we do. We said about the same amount of stuff.
Padlock really came out of his shell over the 3 years.
The guy I used to hang around with. Not anymore. Yeah, weird. Weird moment, that.
Red flags for me and Cam.
You were always funnier than me, which was always a
thing. No, I wasn't.
You were.
It's just a stand-up I'd have stand-up, sometimes better shows.
Much better. Which, was a threat to me.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Wow.
Always a threat.
The Improv King sensed
that's it, mate.
Sensed a rival.
That's it.
If ever I imagined what you'd be like doing stand-up, the only thing I could imagine is that you'd stand in front of a microphone and scream. I can't.
You're not far off, to be
I
honest.
I can't picture anything else other than you standing there and going like,
unless the microphone's not working. You know, we had that before, didn't we?
But
when Gargamel stormed
off
stage,
quite happily, I'd really enjoy that.
Do you know what I kept saying in New York was like the re something. It was like the re mail was a shop. There's a place called, I swear it was called the Remax. There was a van in Manchester called Remax.
You're kidding.
Yeah, mate, you are going to be
go.
In your money.
I hate to
you
do
knew
this.
That, didn't you?
I hate to do this. Ethan, would you please play the joke thief announcement sound?
Shut up and sit down. We have a joke thief that needs to be punished pronto.
That's right. I was,
is that a different voice?
No.
Sounds a bit more racist than last
time. Sounds more Indian than I remember.
It was always that, but when Ryan was around, I had to.
Right, okay.
Of course, your catchphrase.
Yeah, of course,
But I was watching Ace Ventura, and he blasts out, Ree!
Did he?
Yeah.
What? I didn't know that.
What? In 27 minutes, 30 seconds?
No way. No, man.
We're going to have to do a backlog of all the rees and just work out what's a suitable punishment for about 2,000 joke fests.
Fucking hell, yeah.
Stand-up show just shouting ree. Please. Please.
Ree.
I beat the frog to stand there.
Beat the ree out of me.
With the puppet.
The puppet.
One is Max,
he's got
one
a name.
Is the puppet.
Max, you could, of course, you know, say your piece.
I don't remember seeing that film.
You've not seen Ace Ventura?
I've seen...
Oh wow!
It's on.
He's got it set up to his phone. Players Ventura. Relate now.
Remind me that noise.
Quick, make a phone call. Get out of there. We've been rumbled.
Watch him start pulling faces at the camera.
I don't remember watching it. I probably have seen it.
Yeah, you've seen Ace Ventura.
Yeah, of course.
Guaranteed.
But I don't remember seeing it.
Yeah.
So I guess subconsciously that sort of... And you know what? It's always
subconscious re, as you say.
Yeah.
That's good.
Do you get off lighter for a subconscious theft?
I think taking inspiration from a great film such as that...
Can't spell great without re.
Yeah. That's so true. Fuck, I'm stuck, aren't I? Yes!
Backwards is real.
You know, I did it and I'll do it again, mate, yeah? Is that what you want to hear? Yeah? This is it. This is my work.
That lack
now.
Of remorse is not going to help the punishment, is
That's
it?
That's not what Myers. Jim Kerr wants to hear.
Jim Carrey. I got the wrong guy.
Jim Carrey.
I didn't want to say, I didn't want to be a joke thief. I'm no hack.
So I'm just going to have to sit in a room and listen to that 2,000 times.
But you're the one who's saying it.
Because I don't want to do that.
You're the one who's saying re 2,000 times.
Oh, what, I mean, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant
on
joke
stage. At Beat the Re.
Beat the Ring.
Re.
Beat the Ring. That's a totally different show.
That was you in Hamburg.
That's what I'm going to say.
It's the UFO kebab store.
No, I've got an axe to grind. And a pole.
Beat the Ring.
Should we have some Stephen Lies?
Yes.
Yes, great. Please.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Cameron, you're our detective. Would you leave the room for, like, 20 seconds, please?
Sure will.
Cam!
Hey. Some fibs for me.
You're looking for two fibs and one truth.
Two fibs, one truth. Sure. Go on then, Max.
I popped my granddad's colostomy bag.
I don't know if you've told me about that before. That rings a bell.
Well, his granddad does, then Max comes and pops his head.
He's done it again.
I just wanted a cup of tea.
Need a refill.
Refill.
Why do you need to refill it? You can do that yourself, granddad.
Refill my coffee.
Your nan will get worried otherwise.
I need it swinging from a hip.
I need a clean stool. The big game's on Saturday. I've got to test clean. After the big game, grandson, what have you been having? I've never seen him up. How disgusting.
It's worse than the one that I had.
So horrible, in a joke or a
This bag's the least of your worries.
It's a whole spider.
You know, grandson of mine.
He's Ventura on VHS. Tom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I received a prostate exam in error.
Right.
I think we've got a theme here. Okay. I had some toilet troubles.
What?
Well, can you elaborate on the toilet troubles? Because that's definitely true. Everyone's had toilet troubles.
I recently had some toilet troubles. Any better?
No. No, go on, keep going.
So I was going to New York recently, and I was heading off to the bathroom.
Turbulence on this plane, I reckon. Flying all over the place.
Good. I was heading off to the... We're still in Manchester Airport. And I was walking off to the toilet, and I walk into the big disabled cubicle. I know I'm not disabled, but it was the only free cubicle, and I'm conscious about my penis size. Anyway, so I walk in there, and lo and behold, I hear this noise. I think, what's going on here? A gentleman's followed me into the cubicle, and has just taken the tissue out of there, and I'm just looking at him. Gobsmacked as he's in the cubicle with me, just taking all my tissues.
What?
What?
What do you look like?
He was a Hasidic Jew.
Don't mind me.
Well, so I don't know what that noise is. and he does that as if I'm the issue, daring to shut the cubicle door.
You're meant to be disabled to use this one.
How long was he in there for?
Not that long, I'll be honest. It was about probably 10 seconds.
Yeah, it felt like I was
long enough.
I was gobsmacked, a stranger in the cubicle with me. And then that's not good enough for you. I was in New York this time.
And then a priest came in after him.
I was
a priest and an imam.
I was in a lovely eatery, and I went into the bathroom, and I was sat there, and I have this terrible habit of just going on my phone when I'm on the toilet, Abu Hamza-esque.
Yeah, man.
And when I'm away from home, I don't poo as well. You know, it's more like little poos, rabbit droppings, rubbish, you know. My bum loves my toilet seat. Anyway, so I'm sat there, and then a woman just opens the door and walks in. And I just go, I'm so sorry. But of course, I'm mid-poo. And she shuts the door, but she can't do anything, can she? She can't lock it.
Is it like a shared gender toilet?
No, it's a massive cubicle, but it was just one cubicle in this place. And I've accidentally not locked the door. I thought I had, but
right,
I hadn't.
Okay.
So she walks in and obviously sees me naked, taking a poo.
Naked?
Naked.
Well, I had my top on.
Naked?
You know, obviously, I take...
All my clothes hung up.
Works every time.
Taking a poo for your granddad.
Having a poo, not taking a poo. That's just
taking
like
a dump.
Save this one for later.
And then I... so she goes, but then
naked poo burglar.
Drop one off, take one away.
Where does he store them?
Like, no, I'll swatch on this.
Spend a penny, take a penny.
I like it. She can't lock the door, so I have to mid poo just waddle to the door, praying Scully Hansen doesn't just walk in, catching me mid waddle. Thankfully, lock it. And then the rest of my poo is just the trepidation of going, is she out there when I open the door? How do I go about it? Do I say, I'm really sorry? I imagine she'll say sorry, but realistically it was me who was the one in the wrong.
Yeah.
And then after sort of, you know, waiting a lot of time, I walk out, no one's there. And I say, can we go now, please, Zoe? So we went.
She's had the best birthday of all time, this lady.
That's why you're not going to New York for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, TSA had a few things to say.
That's why we're banned from the synagogue.
But if it was that guy from the first one, that would have been incredible. You know, probably not as bad, because he would have just been after the tissues.
Following you around, taking all the tissue.
Okay, you'll never wipe again. Then.
So he accidentally had, what was it, a prostate exam?
Yes.
Right. Did you fall onto somebody's hand or what?
No. I was suffering at the time with some bad sciatic pain. It was really, really bad for a period. Mm-hmm. And GP said, you know, you need to go and go to A&E. You need to go and get checked out. The stuff they can do there, that, you know, obviously can't have at the surgery. So I went down. Obviously, I was triaged. They ask you a few questions. And obviously, based on them questions, it's ruling things out, isn't it? So I was getting some numbness and some, you know, sciatic pain. It can radiate down the leg. There is a question. I think it's about, there's a condition, like, I forget the name of the condition, but it's where you suffer a spine compression and it can cause like permanent damage. So when it happens, if you feel numbness, you need to, you know, they need to find out right away.
Right.
I said no, that numbness in the genital area around your
bum. Oh my goodness gracious.
I said no, I wasn't, that's not an issue for me. Yeah. But obviously, because I mentioned that
I've never had more feeling down there.
absolutely fine. Because I don't know, because maybe I mentioned numbness in the foot. Right. She's obviously made a mistake. Mm. I mean, I was going to go for certain
She's
tests anyway.
Made a mistake.
But then the doctors come in.
Makes it more believable.
Yeah. So obviously, I'm not questioning anything. You know, it's due process. Does the prostate exam. You know, I'm on all fours on the bed. It's a weird experience. You know, they're professionals, but you know, it's not ideal.
Yeah.
On all fours on the bed.
Yeah, so
on
the
bed.
Yeah,
they've got to stick it
on
in,
all
haven't
fours,
they?
Yeah.
What?
Get the glove on.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Do you have to do it on all fours? I thought you just sort of...
No.
No, well.
Yeah.
I just sort of legs behind the head. Grab. Pretzel.
Do it
all
yourself.
Finished.
Keep so,
I just spent some time in New York. This is the pretzel I like to do.
So he takes the glove off and he sits down. He says, obviously, you know, I'm happy with what's happened.
Happy with my job.
You know.
They said there'd be birds.
Yeah. Hangs the glove up on a hook.
But obviously,
the
you know,
will be in soon.
Because you said you were feeling some numbness around the genital area, you know, it's, we had to rule this out, blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, no, that wasn't an issue for me. I said, that's I wasn't feeling any numbness.
Yeah.
And you could see, you realised, like...
Oh, dear.
I said, well, obviously, there's been a mistake, but it's good that we've ruled it out. And if you just sit tight, well, someone will come in.
It's not tight anymore.
The other test. So, you know, cheers, doc. I'll go pop my pants on.
Jesus.
Apparently, this these things happen quite often in hospitals.
You hear a lot about, yeah.
Yeah,
but Jimmy Savile used to.
But it was a very simple thing. It was like, it was literally like, if I had been feeling numbness in an area, that's why they needed to check. But I wasn't.
To be
I was
fair,
getting numbness
at the age
in my,
where yeah. It's probably good that you got that done anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's what he kind of said. I mean, you could tell he was kind of like just...
What's all these cobwebs, lad?
I like how he put his finger into me, my wife. It implies he's got a lot to work with.
Getting tissue to wipe out and just a Jewish man there just stealing all the tissue. No bum is safe in Manchester.
Okay, Max, go on then, so...
So
pop
I've got
that bag.
I've got a granddad.
Yeah, man.
Used to, RIP. And he had a mobility scooter, which as a kid I used to ride a lot because who wouldn't ride a mobility scooter? It's sick. I would do it now if it was allowed. It probably is allowed. But yeah. It costs a lot of money and I don't have that.
I saw a fella on the road while I was driving here on a mobility
scooter.
It's so scooter.
Weird when you see people on mobility scooters on the road.
Third lane. Yeah. Who's he overtaking?
Yeah, exactly.
And you would want one if you could get your hands on one.
Well, you know what? I say that, probably not.
Yeah,
I feel like it's
not
a
good look,
it's
is not, it? It's just not. It's not something you want to add to.
No, you know, I guess not. Yeah.
Once you're on it, you're not going to get off.
No.
Like, the convenience.
Ever. Bit like your granddad.
R.I.P.
Pops by name, pop by nature.
Cheers. Yeah. So he was sitting on the sofa, but he had not taken his colostomy bag off the mobility scooter, so it's connected, and it's like
so. This is connected to his it's full of pedal,
and it's hanging on the mobility scooter.
Ah.
I didn't know this because I was just a wee nipper, or wee nicker, in this story. So I sat on the mobility scooter, and I drove it around the front room, living room, whatever you want to call it.
Is there anything worse than watching the TV than Max doing that?
Doing donuts?
Really? Fucking hell. Shit a piss spray up against the wall.
I was thinking, surely it's going to
flick. No, they thought I was
like the way you rode around, so it sounds like you didn't notice right away.
I could have been like a Formula One driver. You know,
Is that mine or yours, Grandin?
Formula number one. Your bag's over there. So.
Just another evening at Grandad's house.
So yeah, so obviously as I drove forward, it unhooked and it just splattered all over the floor.
Oh.
Which isn't a good look anyway that you look at it, I guess.
What did your granddad have to say about that?
What take there?
I mean, surely if it's connected... So that's on the mobility scooter.
Yeah.
It's still connected to his Dodge.
No, so he didn't like rip out of it.
He's following your hand, isn't he? Surely.
He can move at this
point. He's in big trouble.
So it came off the...
He's got swinging in the air.
I was going really fast.
Go slower.
It was more of a car than a mobility
scooter.
Just
go back and forward, back and forward, please. Nearly there.
He's gone rogue. He's pulled out. He's in the garden. Down the street.
Can you be glass if his granddad didn't move and just kept getting longer?
So it came off the mobility scooter.
Right.
So it wasn't dragging. I wasn't dragging my granddad around
His,
you know, his penis. It'd fallen off the mobility scooter, hit the floor, and popped.
Right.
And then obviously
a balloon.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. A water balloon.
Right. So I'm looking for one truth, two lies. Aren't
Yeah.
So I would really like Max's to be true. I think the only thing throwing me off about that is that they send you to A&E before having you triaged. I think there's a problem there.
You get triaged when you go to A&E. That's the first thing.
I think once you go to the doctor, they'd be like, right, let's give you a proper check, do the triage there, and then they save time in A&E. So you don't need that. We'll just go and get you that procedure. That's what I think. That's my detection. And I just think it's there's too much. there's too much going on in your one for it. I could believe he had constipation in an airport.
Not in the airport, in New York. Mm.
It's the Mel Brooks comedy characters that keep appearing.
Why did he hiss at me, though, you know?
That is weird.
Yeah.
Is weird. That, was it like he was going to whisper?
Maybe.
Psst, got any toilet roll?
No, I don't use that. I've got the good stuff here. Always bring me on.
So, yeah, I think there's too many characters in yours, man.
Yeah.
So I'd like, even though I think it's ridiculous... I'd like
life
to
happens.
Be true.
Life
yeah.
can be ridiculous at yep. sometimes. Mine was a lie.
Ah! So you did have.
Yes, yes, I did. Yeah, yeah, did yeah I had a couple
that
of visitors.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I was really embarrassed about the woman walking in.
Mm. Yeah, that would be embarrassing.
Just the trepidation yeah. of having to get to the door, which in a big bathroom is like from there to that bit. I was thinking,
that's a big
God.
Bathroom.
If someone else walks in, because I can't put my pants up because I've got a pummy bum.
Oh Christ!
Yeah. Well, on the theme of shit, we have IMAX.
Oh, brilliant.
Hey, guys. Who IMAX. Loves, who loves cinema?
Me.
I like the cinema.
Who loves the financial side of Tinseltown?
I don't really Thank know.
You. No?
No.
You don't look at, like, how much money a film's made and go...
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, oh, Avatar's the top.
Yeah.
Avatar's top dog, and then it's something else and something else. I don't know. You look it up yourself. Probably be on Wikipedia. But the thing is that it takes a lot to police people going to the cinema.
Right.
People buying DVDs, people watching VHSs at home. And there are people out there that would possibly bootleg a DVD.
Fuck off.
You didn't want to use a different word there. Which is well, I just, you didn't say pirate, but I mean, that's going to be the theme of your IMAX.
That would have been a good idea.
Right.
Didn't do that, I'm afraid. Slightly annoying. Maybe next week we can stick on the theme of pirating video. But no, I took it upon myself to you know, check and
you know. Where are the words coming out of your mouth?
Not really. I don't think I have since I started today. I think I'm still so stuck on the Augustus glute bit.
What are you checking? What are you checking?
Just, I want to put a stop
he's
to the DVD bootleg
bootlegging. Version of the English language. This man, he's really struggling.
I'm just fuming at bootleggers.
Right?
Can you get behind that? Can you agree with that?
There's a guy. Oh, I shouldn't speak, should I? What if
of
I'm rude?
You can.
There's a the Wrexham fan called the Bootlegger.
The Bootlegger. Yeah.
Is there?
And he goes.
He's a peculiar character.
That's disgusting. He just knew that was going to happen. In Welsh. He was a Wrexham fan before Wrexham was a cool thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Not he's cool now, though.
Too much Gatorade now to be cool.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sorry, Max.
No, it's fine. enjoy yourself whilst you can. So this is me taking on bootleggers.
Nice.
Yeah, probably.
Tonight on IMAX, we go undercover to fight the Del Boys of cinema, DVD bootleggers. I've been messaging a man on the dark web who's invited us around to get our hands on Mickey 17. And here we are.
Fuck's
sake. I'm Chris Hansen.
What are you doing here?
Hey, buddy. I hear this is the place to come for something fresh and new. Wink, wink.
Why don't you do me a favor and come on in? Will you bring your stuff in?
Oh, we don't have much. Did you bring anything, Tom?
Bring me toffees.
Oh, yeah, candy. You know, I think it's a stereotype to bring candy to something like this, but it really does help.
Do you have a seat over in that chair, please?
Will do. Oh, and what a chair. It's been a while since my bum's enjoyed a lazy boy.
And how old are you?
I'm 32. Old enough to enjoy some R-rated fun. Wait, who are these guys?
You are being taped.
What?
I'm Chris Hansen. And I'm doing a story on adults trying to meet children online for sex.
Oh, la-dee-da, how important. Well, I'm doing a sting on men selling DVD bootlegs and taking money from Hollywood, so... Yeah.
This 32-year-old guy wants to spend a Sunday afternoon chilling...
No, I'm here to buy Mickey 17 off of you. Ow! No, the DVD!
These are some of the texts the 32-year-old man sent to our decoy.
I want to watch it and masturbate to it.
Well, can you blame me? Have you seen Robert Pattinson?
Who did you think you were going to meet here?
Look, I thought I was meeting a Del Boy selling DVDs or something. Wait, Del Boy is here. You're flogging DVDs, David.
Why don't you mind your own bloody business, eh?
Oh, I think he might be here for you, Chris. Lol.
LOL, yeah.
You know what, Cameron? If you're going to sit here going, oh, then you can get out, mate, yeah?
Yeah, I feel like I'd be for the
go
best.
Go on, yeah.
I'd be
for the get best. Gone. Sorry about MX.
No, it's annoying when you go through that much effort to save the sanctity of Hollywood.
Yeah.
And you get what? Yeah. You know?
Just be, you might end up in court for that, you know. It's the last thing you need to hear after a nonce sting. Come in!
Ahoy,
Mickey! This is the last thing.
Hello?
Mickey! Ahoy!
Oh, I thought you could five. Great to see you. What's your name for the great listeners at home?
The name's one Chief Petty Officer Fizz, but you can call me Captain Fizz! Chief Petty Officer of the HMS Good Time!
Wow, little the twang heck? There. Have you been to the Red Light District in Hamburg?
You've changed.
I found myself in my travels.
Where did you travel to?
I had vocal reconstructive surgery.
Did it work?
No, I went in for a prostate exam. They ran all the way up, baby. Took up my tonsils, had them removed.
So, Captain Fizz.
That's me.
We had you on the old podcast, the Stephen Trice podcast.
So long ago.
This is now the White Noise podcast. Mm. Totally different.
Yeah.
I thought I was booked for Joe Rogan.
These mistakes can happen.
Yeah, he's just down the corridor, to be fair.
With the tits!
Yeah, with his tits, yeah. What did you say, sorry?
I don't know. Right. I've had a lot of rum.
Yeah, rummaging. Captain
that
Fizz.
Brings me on to my next point, actually.
Yeah,
quite eloquently.
Well, yeah.
It's almost as if you knew what I was going to say.
I don't have a clue, actually. What are you here for?
I'm here to promote my new product, Feeling Rough.
Feeling rough?
Feeling rough.
Feeling rough.
Like a dog rough?
This guy's on it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This guy knows the score.
Hey, I know a thing or two about dogs.
Oh, yeah. Tell me. Slowly.
What does feeling rough entail, pardon the pun?
I'll do both, thanks.
Sorry.
It allows you to tickle dogs from long distance away from the judgmental gaze of owners. Doesn't have to be your dog.
So it allows
could
you.
Could be any bugger's dog.
It allows you to tickle dogs from far away.
Oh, yeah. Anywhere you want.
Can you tickle round corners?
Oh, yeah. As long as you got bendy arms, do whatever you like.
So you need
mirrors help.
You need
Captain Fizz. Sorry, we have one of your prototypes here.
Oh, fantastic!
Did you need that from the place you got a prostate exam?
Oh, I made this. Made this to me on fair hands.
Sorry, they are furry these days.
Jesus, wet. It's based on my own finger.
So you said long distances, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's the same. You got long arms.
Is that a tickle or is that just more of a poke?
For some buggers.
It could be ticklish.
I've got a great uncle Derek and he's only tiny. I'm tickling with this. He's not even a dog. All to use.
Captain Fitz, what's the slogan for your product?
Can't buy this on JML. Or it might be, as I always say.
Always say, famously.
Nothing gets me uppy like the feeling of a puppy.
Yeah, that's a strange slogan.
That's interesting.
Well, that's why they wouldn't let me sell it on JML.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Because your previous product was Dick Wet, which was... what was that?
Don't remember that.
Dick Wet?
Don't remember
Dick
that. Was,
who does?
Thank you.
Did it not sell well?
I think I got an injunction. You might want to look into.
That's just part of being an entrepreneur.
That's it, man.
I met Stephen Bartlett once.
Oh, yeah.
Where? The park.
I met his dog.
Yeah.
Can we see you try it on Stephen, please?
He's not a dog.
What, so it only works on dogs?
Your uncle's not a dog. You said you...
Yeah.
Who says he's not?
You did.
Did I?
You did Captain Fizz.
Yeah, I've had lots of rum. I don't remember.
Your great uncle Derek.
Did I?
Yeah, you said
he's only
not
a
dog,
guy.
But
he's been dead for years, eh? How do you know him?
Well, no, you told us about it. I'm purely going off what you said here.
Don't think so.
How did he die?
I'm only talking about my new product.
But do you want to try it on me?
Feeling rough.
Yeah. you will be after all that rum, silly goose.
Yeah.
Or silly dog in your case.
That's not a bad product, that.
Silly goose.
What does that involve?
Like grey goose, but you buy it from JML.
Yeah, that's going to catch you on that.
Makes you a bit silly, yeah?
Now, the big trick to this is, as long as you got a little finger, I don't have little fingers, you put it in there.
It's just a one size.
Yeah.
Have you managed like to test this if you don't have little fingers, but you know it's good for little fingers?
Whose little fingers have you been borrowing?
I feel like I've got myself in more trouble than I can handle.
you can handle it with this one.
The slogan was, what was it? Nothing gets me uppy like the feel of a puppy. can you feel the puppy?
Well, they only have little fingers to refer to them.
Puppies?
Yeah. Now, what you could do is if you got loads of them and you taught the dogs and you were good with dog trainers like Caesar Milan, you could put them all on dogs and you could have a tickly-peed.
But I'm not good with dogs, and I want to do this from a distance, like you said.
Yeah.
Well, if you come a bit closer...
Okay. Can we see that?
There we go.
Now, picture your little dog.
He is the little dog.
Yeah. Give us a woof. You have to do it louder so the microphone can hear it.
Yeah, you will have to.
Feel like your heart's hurting this time.
Silly him.
What breed?
I go like that.
Are you enjoying that?
I am.
One of us is enjoying it.
Oh, don't worry, I am.
Captain Fizz, what?
Is that getting you uppy?
Just my armpit there.
Yeah.
So, Captain Fizz, what went wrong with Dick Wet that is going to go right with feeling rough?
What with Dick Wet?
Dick Wet, I believe, was to do with cleaning animals.
Was it?
Yeah. I think I could be wrong. I'm sure someone will let us know.
To be fair, it could be very much the same product.
Yeah.
I mean, last time you didn't have a prototype.
Well, it's like one of my great heroes used to say.
Stephen Bartlett?
No, I can't remember his name. But he said, you miss all the shots you miss.
Yeah.
You just got to keep shooting.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Captain Fizz.
Anybody want one?
Well, that's a bit forward, isn't it? We need to hear a bit more about
No,
the
I mean one of these.
Could I ask what's going to be different with the final product than this prototype?
Gotta suck it and see, brother.
Suck
like
it and
you
see.
Say,
is that
like
your next
you product? In the merchants. That was the name of my ship.
Suck it and see. Wasn't that your chihuahua flavoured lollipops you did for a while?
Yeah, why not? You can't defame the dead. I've been dead inside for many years.
How are things outside of work, Captain Fizz?
Not great. I left the merchants a long time ago.
Do you ever miss the Navy boys?
Not when I'm at the park, no.
Would you?
Take my mind off them.
Yeah, how often? How many hours a day are you spending at the park, Captain Fizz?
If you're not going to show me a warrant card, I'm not going to tell you any more.
Do you have a dog?
I'll do the probing. Okay.
Probing? I thought it was a tickle stick.
What the fuck do you think this is?
Well, it's a... okay, fine.
Look here.
This is a military man, Max. Please respect him.
Do I look like a well man?
Maybe at the bottom of a well. Reaching out.
I've been drinking.
Yeah. Captain Riz... Fizz. Not Riz.
You like him when I come with you?
Captain Fizz, of course.
That's me, I think.
So aside from drinking and creating this beautiful prototype, white gloves are a bold choice. What else have you been up to? What's the entrepreneur like, you know, when you're
entrepreneurial life?
Well, I didn't say that, but yeah, we'll go with that. It's much better.
I tried going on Dragon's Den.
How did that go? Thought you prefer a dog's kennel.
That's what they said and all. Oh. I've got a reputation now in this industry. I can't even keep up my accent. I don't know what I'm going for anymore.
Oh,
I can't remember.
That's sad.
I can't remember my mum. Can't remember my dad.
So you really need this to take off.
I think I had a great uncle, but I can't remember his name.
No, Derek. Used to call him Del Boy, yeah.
Oh.
Del Boy. Did Del Boy ever get involved with this?
All I can remember is the sweet feeling of a pooch's behind.
You mentioned the judgmental gaze.
Whoa, what? Let's leave them out of it. I meant funny looks.
I thought you were talking about Gokwan.
That's him.
Card can't save you now.
I'm not sure this product is going to get you very far.
No.
Because if you it's just a pole.
Yeah. It just looks like you found this and stuff.
Oh, it's just a glove on a pole.
You seem surprised.
Like, you're not going to buy anything. I'll take my wares elsewhere.
Why do you come here to just sell to us? The whole point of it is you sell to an audience, but every time you just target us in the room.
You want one?
Well, no, I don't mean Ethan.
Do you want to give out your number?
Have a go.
Come here then. Have you got a belly button, in here or outie?
Armpits and belly buttons.
This is just sad. It's just sad.
Well, some people really won't like that.
Yeah.
You can't use that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is it even in shot? I don't think it is.
It's a great clippable moment.
You know what's
moment.
Going on.
Captain Fizz, you can maybe take one step forward just to show.
Maybe take a few steps out of the room, I'd say.
Yeah.
Captain Fizz, you have to get out. Yeah, that's sexual.
If you can't handle the heat,
get out.
I'll see you later.
Yeah. Yeah.
In that great book of quotes.
Like you always say. Bye.
He does say that, to be fair. He should have made that his own. See you, Captain Fizz. Tom, it's now time for a cracking segment called Tom Looney.
Looney.
Yeah.
Mixed it up this week.
Looney.
After last.
Hi, Cam.
Oh.
It's a mad bloke, out there.
Yeah, man.
He's a good guy. Just,
good stuff on him, though.
Yeah. Did you buy one?
Yeah. Oh, loads of that shit. I don't know what he was selling.
I don't think he did, to be fair.
Didn't seem like it. What have I missed?
Just starting Tom Looney here.
A great segment.
Oh, class.
So I took one of my Reddit deep dives this week.
Nice.
Looking for a great thread to pick out some treats for you. I actually settled on this not because of something that was related to the subject, but just something else. But it's workplace dramas. Some great workplace dramas.
Nice.
Obviously, we've got a...
Hello, we've had a few,
A growing workplace now, haven't we?
Yeah.
I think Ethan's leaving at the end of today.
Right, okay. That seems like a good choice.
Oh, if you said something about naval and navy, that would have been... Yeah. He's in the naval now.
Going to redo it?
No. I don't think Captain Fizz was in a place
He wouldn't have appreciated that.
No.
Maybe this Captain Fizz guy was just a step ahead.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. One step ahead, one step beyond.
Hopefully.
Even himself.
Anyway, you've had
a workplace drama at Gala Bingo.
I did. I was sacked. I've told this one before.
You were sacked from Gala Bingo.
I had a workplace drama as well.
Did you?
Yeah. He had a full house to feed.
Hey, that's good. Yeah. That's good. It's because he was doing lines.
Yeah. Oh! Yeah.
They're very funny about me because of the industry. Because it's like, because your chances, if someone else wins, it directly impacts someone else's chance of winning.
Right.
Like, it's not like anyone can win. But because of that, obviously if someone else does, you don't. You're not, like, able to be seen to be given any preferential treatment, even overly chatting to someone. Mm-hmm. Very, very political in there. So
let the balls do the talking.
Yeah.
My one was someone was stealing money from the company. But that same person got me paid minimum wage. Because they were trying to pay me less than. So swings and roundabouts, karma.
Where was
this? This was a car lease in place many moons ago.
No. How long were you there?
2 months.
Wow.
First month was work experience.
Yes. In St. Helens?
No, Altrincham.
Oh.
Yeah. That was enough for me in terms of work. That'll do me.
That last job you had?
Yeah.
Wow.
You are living.
It might be. That was university first year.
Fucking hell.
No, that was second year. Yeah, so 2015. No, 2014, because the Euros was on.
Never looked back.
I just did.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Reminisce.
Yeah, man.
My apologies.
not accepted. Very much in the Ian Wright vein to any Aluko. I don't accept your apology.
Very political.
Yeah,
I believe that.
That was a bit bonkers, then, wasn't it? That was a workplace drama.
It was.
ITV.
I thought he would accept her apology.
Yeah, because there will be more people who pile on her.
Yeah, like, I feel like it was almost like that wasn't helpful.
No, but I get why he was pissed off.
I do, yeah. And she makes trouble for herself. She does!
I think coming out and bashing Ian Wright is a foolish move. He's very popular.
Yeah.
Do you like Ian Wright?
I like what he's got to say.
You always call him Ian Wrong.
Yeah, sometimes. That's what I don't like, what he's got to say.
That fruit's dangling. I'm picking it.
Manager kept bringing in cakes to raise morale. The group of office Karens reported him to high management because they were all trying to diet, and he was spoiling it. He stopped bringing in cakes. No one lost any weight.
Got them hooked on sugar.
This one is just vicious. This thread is hilarious. So it starts off. This is from Spaceship Commander, and his workplace drama was: assistant got her tits out at the Christmas party. They were glorious. Okay, so the thread that's it. The thread.
All right.
Yeah, the thread carries on.
What are they up to at NASA?
People are sharing stories of, you know, it's not all workplace.
Just lifted.
Wait, is that a grievance?
Well, no, well, no, it's not.
Oh, Smutty Smith.
It doesn't sound like a grievance.
Sounds like a good time.
No grievance ends with, it was glorious.
No, I know. It's not a grievance, so that's why I read on. And people, it's quite a long thread.
Is it a picture?
People sharing their own, you know, getting their boobs out stories, you know, ones they've witnessed, ones they've, you know, perpetrated themselves. It's all fun. Later on, Spaceship Commander comes back. I once got to see free titties because someone told me she had her nipples pierced. And I said I'd never seen pierced nipples in real life. If the opportunity ever arises again, I shall have to remember to say I've never seen them in real life.
Well.
And Spaceship Commander goes away for a bit. And then he comes back later on. Also the same with fake boobies. Free show and squeeze. The key is to explain. You just want to know if they feel like real ones. It's actually a scientific experiment, at which point someone just goes, they must think you're gay, mate. Yeah, great workplace drama there.
Wow.
Yeah, here's another one. Guy used the communal kitchen cutlery and used to lick it clean and put it back in the drawer. He was spoken to about it several times, but he didn't see anything wrong with it. He also, you know, used to use his teaspoons to mix mackerel salad, so people would always have fishy spoons in their tea.
That's right.
Can't understand why it wasn't sackable.
Real thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you.
A lovely thread.
There was a lot of stuff about sex toys. That came up a lot in work. And I remember the time that we found there was a big bag of dildos at Lime Park. Do you remember that?
Oh, wow.
Oh, in the cloakroom?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, no.
That was fun.
Oh, wow.
Was it someone put it in a customer?
It was someone's possession. Someone's bag, pulley, what they call it, drawstring bag.
Drawstring bag, yeah.
Yeah. And they were clearly like... They weren't new.
So basically, they would clean out the cupboard where you'd hang your coat up and stuff every couple of months, just because it would get just full of crap.
Yeah.
And I think, so they must have gone, oh, okay, let's get everything out. What's in this bag? Yeah. Open it up. Oh, there's a load of dildos.
The funny thing is that there's a few people there that would have been unashamed about it. And they would have been like, yeah, that's mine. But no one claimed it, so it wasn't one of them people. Yeah. We had our suspicions, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Barrel Boy being one of them.
Look at the lanky one behind the bar.
Yeah, we never found out. What happened to them?
I wonder. We're just trying to sit comfortably.
Stuff to take the barrels.
Out time. Get ready for the final question.
Yay!
It's the final
question. Ethan, please, what is our final question?
Your final question is, who would win a fight, 100 men or one gorilla?
Wow, the big story.
Yeah,
big
a lot of people are talking
moment.
About it.
Yeah. Depends on the men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Because I feel like no one's going to want to be the first person to be like, I'm going to start this.
Yeah, realistically, you need collaboration.
100%.
And I'll stand there and I'll say, we need collaboration, but I'm
but you're not
getting going
involved.
First.
No.
You know, so...
Well, surely you'd have, you surround it. And yeah. then, like, 10 of you at once.
Someone's skull's getting crushed. He's going to have a bit of fight. Yeah. Even if it's going to get tired, it's going to have some fight to begin with. Limbs are getting torn. Skulls are getting crushed.
Have you not seen the scientist guy who breaks it all down? He's like, the gorilla's skin is like 2 inches thick. Its bone density is massive. Yeah. Its bite force is... It's like being it by a lorry if a lorry was that big.
Have you seen the wingmen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Just picture his giant chicken wing.
I think you need 100 men whose life is a fate, you know, they're living a life worse than death.
Prisoners on death row.
Yeah, that's maybe 100 paedophiles.
Prisoners on death row would be pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the prize is exoneration.
Mm.
Imagine if it's like, they actually do win.
Yeah.
We have 100 paedophiles.
100 paedophiles. Well done, fellas. We didn't think you'd do it. I've never seen collaboration like you.
You're to be respected in a way.
You are the best of us.
Whale the paedophile. Yeah. I think if you had like soldiers that were, you know, so, you know, good at working together. But I think if you got 100 random people off the street, I don't think anyone would be the first guy to be like, I'm going to fuck them.
Who is someone? So,
so
you get to choose one person that's going to be the leader. In there with you.
Oh, okay.
Who are you picking?
The Rock.
I saw you look at me then.
Dwayne Johnson, the actor.
Yeah. Wait, he's also a wrestler. He's a fighter,
isn't he? You're doing movies?
He's very strong. He's giant, isn't he?
You played a great ape in one of your
films. Who would you pick?
Did he? Probably in... I think he did play some sort of... Oh, he's in a film with some sort of...
He'd take Andy Serkis in with you.
I would pick...
Eddie Hall, maybe.
He'd be a big unit. Yeah. Big I would probably
I think
pick...
slow, isn't he?
Tom Aspinall. He's the UFC heavyweight champion.
Fair enough.
Well,
just take all the UFC guys.
But I also feel like they're quite small, and you know, like a gorilla could just pick him up and just throw him about.
Yeah, but still, one man, he's huge, and he can also fight.
I'm not taking Conor McGregor with me.
Yeah.
So Tom Aspinall batters Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, but I think a gorilla could rip.
I got to meet The Rock.
Hey, I love my movies, man.
You're right there. Looking forward to that IMAX.
The Rock just blanks him. Yeah, he's not that nice.
You're
just
right there.
Pushes Max in front of the gorilla.
Yeah, and I'll be like, yeah, let's do it, mate. I don't even need Dwayne The Rock.
So far we've got Max, The Rock, Thomas Spinall, and 97 paedophiles.
He's not having Thomas Spinall. Not after that.
Nah, me and Tommy, man.
Would you be annoyed if The Rock's just chatting to the paedophiles and you come over? He's like,
shut up.
These guys are great.
Divi's got a battalion of paedophiles to fight for them.
Sit this one out, nerd.
I love your effluent.
I just think he's a giant of a man. That's what you need. You don't need someone Rock. That's
who would you pick?
Don't call him Dwayne, he doesn't like that.
Don't use his government name
to an actor.
I've smelled what The Rock's cooking. What about like that guy in the Guinness World Records? He's like that 8 foot Chinese guy.
Yeah, his height.
He's height so
advantage.
Lanky. He has a walking stick. Cam.
Yeah, he's so weak. He's
not allowed the stick in there.
It's about variation. You need your different tactics. He could poke it.
Great.
With
so we'll have Warwick Davis.
Yeah,
ooh, great shout. He could be one of your 100.
Maybe
he's got to bring something to the table.
It's like the Avengers, isn't it, where they were like, send Ant-Man up Thanos' arms.
So we're hoping the gorilla.
Warwick Davis.
The gorilla thinks Warwick Davis is its baby.
I feel like the 100 paedophiles might double look at Warwick Davis as he goes past.
As Warwick's like, I knew I shouldn't have shaved this morning.
They're distracted. That's not terrible.
You've just given the gorilla bait for the paedophiles in Warwick Davis.
I'm putting Warwick Davis on Max's team. It's Max, Warwick Davis, and The Rock.
It's like an F1 team. The pedos can stand there with Vaseline.
They're all fighting each other to get to Warwick Davis. The gorillas won't even be let out of the cage yet. The pedophiles are dead.
But you know, if you have like a the people who are going for the world's strongest man, you wouldn't need 100 of them. They'd beat a gorilla.
Nah, no way.
Yeah.
Because look at how big a gorilla is and how dense its muscles are. If you've got 10 men lying on top of it, big, heavy blokes, it'd still be able to push itself up and then just grab one
100,
of them.
Because obviously you couldn't get 100 round it at once.
Exactly.
So it's like... No, but you're having to come in tired. Waves, aren't you? Yeah, but that's what humans rely on anyway, isn't it? Tiring animals out with stamina.
Endurance.
And your brains, You could take the limb of one that the gorilla had torn off and use that as a weapon as well.
You've got to get clever fellas then, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
Right, so Warwick Davis, Neil deGrasse, the corpse of Stephen Hawking. I put his chair on full belt at him.
Just do like they do with the Spanish Armada. Put a firework on him or something and press go.
There's colostomy bags all over the floor.
Fucking Everton fans put a blue flare in there instead.
Yes!
That'll show him. So the gorilla's winning then. Fair enough.
I don't know. I think with more variation on the
You can't have the rock without Kevin Hart.
I know, you've got 100 men there, you know, at least one of them could be Kevin Hart.
And one of them's got an autograph book. Don't mind me, guys. Thank you very much to Captain Fizz.
Who's that?
You don't want to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez. Bit of a mess.
Yeah. Cameron Green.
Oh, cheers.
Greeny boy. Tom Looney.
Looney. Well done, man.
Looney. Max Smith.
Cheers, guys.
And Ethan.
Well done, Ethan.
What's the white noise sign of? Stay safe, stay humble, and ciao.